Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Chun Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of May 13, 2021. Do you know that almonds are members of the peach family? Today's Archive Star of Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition goes to and IEEE for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected 8 papers out of 34 submissions. Now let's hear paper number 1. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ivan Loptev, Research Director, INRIA, and Cordelia Schmidt, Research Director, INRIA.
Paper title:
Segmenter, Transformer for Semantic Segmentation.
Authored by
Robin Strudel, Ricardo Garcia, Ivan Loptev, and Cordelia Schmidt.
Paper abstract:
Image segmentation is often ambiguous at the level of individual image patches and requires contextual information to reach label consensus. In this paper, we introduce Segmenter, a transformer model for semantic segmentation. In contrast to convolution-based approaches, our approach allows to model global context already at the first layer and throughout the network. We build on the recent vision transformer, VTE, and extend it to semantic segmentation. To do so, we rely on the output embeddings corresponding to image patches and obtain class labels from these embeddings with a pointwise linear decoder or a masked transformer decoder. We leverage models pre-trained for image classification and show that we can fine-tune them on moderate-sized datasets available for semantic segmentation. The linear decoder allows to obtain excellent results already, but the performance can be further improved by a mask transformer generating class masks. We conduct an extensive ablation study to show the impact of the different parameters. In particular, the performance is better for large models and small patch sizes. Segmenter attains excellent results for semantic segmentation. It outperforms the state-of-the-art on the challenging at a 20K dataset and performs on par on Pascal context and cityscapes.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Serge Belongi, Professor of Computer Science, Cornell University, and Cornell Tech.
Paper title:
When Does Contrastive Visual Representation Learning Work?
Authored by
Elijah Cole, Xuan Yang, Kimberly Wilbur, Waisin Makoda, and Serge Belongi.
Paper abstract:
Recent self-supervised representation learning techniques have largely closed the gap between supervised and unsupervised learning on ImageNet classification. While the particulars of pre-training on ImageNet are now relatively well understood, the field still lacks widely accepted best practices for replicating this success on other datasets. As a first step in this direction, we study contrastive self-supervised learning on 4 diverse large-scale datasets. By looking through the lenses of data quantity, data domain, data quality, and task granularity, we provide new insights into the necessary conditions for successful self-supervised learning. Our key findings include observations such as, the benefit of additional pre-training data beyond 500K images is modest. 2. Adding pre-training images from another domain does not lead to more general representations. 3. Corrupted pre-training images have a disparate impact on supervised and self-supervised pre-training. And 4. Contrastive learning lags far behind supervised learning on fine-grained visual classification tasks.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Michael J. Black, Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems and Amazon.
Paper title:
Collaborative regression of expressive bodies using moderation.
Authored by
Yao Feng, Vasileios Chudas, Timo Bolkart, Dimitrios Tsinas, and Michael J. Black.
Paper abstract.
Recovering expressive humans from images is essential for understanding human behavior. Methods that estimate 3D bodies, faces, or hands have progressed significantly, yet separately. Face methods recover accurate 3D shape and geometric details, but need a tight crop and struggle with extreme views and low resolution. Whole body methods are robust to a wide range of poses and resolutions, but provide only a rough 3D face shape without details like wrinkles. To get the best of both worlds, we introduce Pixie, which produces animatable, whole body 3D avatars from a single image, with realistic facial detail. To get accurate whole bodies, Pixie uses two key observations. First, body parts are correlated, but existing work combines independent estimates from body, face, and hand experts, by trusting them equally. Pixie introduces a novel moderator that merges the features of the experts, weighted by their confidence. Uniquely, part experts can contribute to the whole, using simple X's shared shape space across all body parts. Second, human shape is highly correlated with gender, but existing work ignores this. We label training images as male, female, or non-binary, and train Pixie to infer gendered 3D body shapes with a novel shape loss. In addition to 3D body pose and shape parameters, Pixie estimates expression, illumination, albedo and 3D surface displacements for the face. Quantitative and qualitative evaluation shows that Pixie estimates 3D humans with a more accurate whole body shape and detailed face shape than the state of the art. Our models and code are available for research at pixie.is.2a.mpg.de.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Zheng Zhang, Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, NYU Shanghai, and Philip H. S. Tor, Professor, University of Oxford. Paper title:
Breaking Shortcut, Exploring Fully Convolutional Cycle Consistency for Video Correspondence Learning.
Authored by
Yansong Tang, Zhenyu Zhang, Zhenda Xie, Yue Cao, Zheng Zhang, Philip H. S. Tor, and Han Hu.
Paper abstract.
Previous cycle consistency correspondence learning methods usually leverage image patches for training. In this paper, we present a fully convolutional method, which is simpler and more coherent to the inference process. While directly applying fully convolutional training results in model collapse, we study the underlying reason behind this collapse phenomenon, indicating that the absolute positions of pixels provide a shortcut to easily accomplish cycle consistency, which hinders the learning of meaningful visual representations. To break this absolute position shortcut, we propose to apply different crops for forward and backward frames, and adopt feature warping to establish correspondence between two crops of a same frame. The former technique enforces the corresponding pixels at forward and back tracks to have different absolute positions, and the latter effectively blocks the shortcuts going between forward and back tracks. In three label propagation benchmarks for pose tracking, face landmark tracking and video object segmentation, our method largely improves the results of vanilla fully convolutional cycle consistency method, achieving very competitive performance compared with the self-supervised state-of-the-art approaches.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Yi Peng Lim, Singapore Management University, and Stephen C. H. Hoy, Managing Director of Salesforce Research Asia,
IEEE Fellow Asok Professor at SMU.
Paper title:
A Large-Scale Benchmark for Food Image Segmentation.
Authored by
Shuangwei Wu, Xin Fu, Ying Lu, Yi Peng Lim, Stephen C.H. Hoi, and Quine Ru Sun.
Paper abstract:
Food image segmentation is a critical and indispensable task for developing health-related applications such as estimating food calories and nutrients. Existing food image segmentation models are underperforming due to two reasons. 1. There is a lack of high-quality food image datasets with fine-grained ingredient labels and pixel-wise location masks. The existing datasets either carry coarse ingredient labels or are small in size, and 2. The complex appearance of food makes it difficult to localize and recognize ingredients in food images. For example, the ingredients may overlap one another in the same image, and the identical ingredient may appear distinctly in different food images. In this work, we build a new food image dataset FoodSeg 103, and its extension FoodSeg 154, containing 9,490 images. We annotate these images with 154 ingredient classes, and each image has an average of 6 ingredient labels and pixel-wise masks. In addition, we propose a multimodality pre-training approach called RELEM that explicitly equips a segmentation model with rich and semantic food knowledge. In experiments, we use three popular semantic segmentation methods, i.e., dilated convolution-based, feature pyramid-based, and vision transformer-based, as baselines, and evaluate them as well as RELEM on our new datasets. We believe that the FoodSeg 103, and its extension FoodSeg 154, and the pre-trained models using RELEM can serve as a benchmark to facilitate future works on fine-grained food image understanding. We make all these datasets and methods public at URL shuangweiwu.github.io/foodseg103.html.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6. This paper was selected because it is authored by Liang Wang, National Lab of Pattern Recognition.
Paper title:
FIN, Flow-Guided Deformable Alignment Network for Video Super Resolution.
Authored by
Jiayi Lin, Yan Huang, and Liang Wang.
Paper abstract:
Most video super resolution, VSR, methods enhance a video reference frame by aligning its neighboring frames and mining information on these frames. Recently, deformable alignment has drawn extensive attention in VSR community for its remarkable performance, which can adaptively align neighboring frames with the reference one. However, we experimentally find that deformable alignment methods still suffer from fast motion due to locally lost driven offset prediction and lack explicit motion constraints. Hence, we propose a matching-based flow estimation, MFE, module to conduct global semantic feature matching and estimate optical flow as coarse offset for each location. And a flow-guided deformable module, FDM, is proposed to integrate optical flow into deformable convolution. The FDM uses the optical flow to warp the neighboring frames at first. And then, the warped neighboring frames and the reference one are used to predict a set of fine offsets for each coarse offset. In general, we propose an end-to-end deep network called Flow-Guided Deformable Alignment Network, FDAN, which reaches the state-of-the-art performance on two benchmark datasets while is still competitive in computation and memory consumption.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 7. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ioannis Kampatsiaris, Senior Researcher, Information Technologies Institute, CERF.
Paper title:
Operation Wise Attention Network for Tampering Localization Fusion.
Authored by
Polychronis Charitides, Yorgos Kordopidis Xylos, Simeon Papadopoulos, and Ioannis Kampatsiaris.
Paper abstract.
In this work, we present a deep learning-based approach for image tampering localization fusion. This approach is designed to combine the outcomes of multiple image forensics algorithms and provides a fused tampering localization map, which requires no expert knowledge and is easier to interpret by end users. Our fusion framework includes a set of 5 individual tampering localization methods for splicing localization on JPEG images. The proposed deep learning fusion model is an adapted architecture, initially proposed for the image restoration task, that performs multiple operations in parallel, weighted by an attention mechanism to enable the selection of proper operations depending on the input signals. This weighting process can be very beneficial for cases where the input signal is very diverse, as in our case where the output signals of multiple image forensics algorithms are combined. Evaluation in 3 publicly available forensics datasets demonstrates that the performance of the proposed approach is competitive, outperforming the individual forensics techniques as well as another recently proposed fusion framework in the majority of cases.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yuting Zhuang, Professor of Computer Science, Zhejiang University.
Paper title:
VLNMS, Breaking Proposal Bottlenecks in Two-Stage Visual Language Matching.
Authored by
Wenbo Ma, Long Chen, Hanwang Zhang, Jian Shao, Yuting Zhuang, and Jun Xiao.
Paper abstract.
The prevailing framework for matching multimodal inputs is based on a 2-stage process: 1. Detecting proposals with an object detector, and 2. Matching text queries with proposals. Existing 2-stage solutions mostly focus on the matching step. In this paper, we argue that these methods overlook an obvious \emph mismatch between the roles of proposals in the 2 stages. They generate proposals solely based on the detection confidence, i.e., query agnostic, hoping that the proposals contain all instances mentioned in the text query, i.e., query aware. Due to this mismatch, chances are that proposals relevant to the text query are suppressed during the filtering process, which in turn bounds the matching performance. To this end, we propose VLNMS, which is the first method to yield query-aware proposals at the first stage. VLNMS regards all mentioned instances as critical objects, and introduces a lightweight module to predict a score for aligning each proposal with a critical object. These scores can guide the NMS operation to filter out proposals irrelevant to the text query, increasing the recall of critical objects, resulting in a significantly improved matching performance. Since VLNMS is agnostic to the matching step, it can be easily integrated into any state-of-the-art 2-stage matching methods. We validate the effectiveness of VLNMS on 2 multimodal matching tasks, namely referring expression grounding and image-text matching. Extensive ablation studies on several baselines and benchmarks consistently demonstrate the superiority of VLNMS.
This is absolutely fantastic.